just get all material things in this life without any effort on their part? Yes, that's definitely possible. Say, for example, even in today's world, say in some countries which are welfare states, now say the whole health is a responsibility of the state. So if anybody falls sick, the bill just goes directly from the doctor to the government. So they don't have to pay anything at all. There are a few countries like that. So now we may say, you know, if I have a health crisis, I have so much anxiety because of how will I manage the finances? They don't have that anxiety. Yes, if they're born in that particular country at that particular time, we understand that's by destiny. And because of that, they don't have to worry about that at all. So destiny can create certain situations in which we don't have to worry about anything at all. So the main point I was making is, yes, there can be facility, there can be areas where some people are exceptionally endowed in things and they may not have to endeavor at all. But rather than worrying about or getting obsessed with why there are such things, we can focus on what our strengths are and try to develop them. And the important thing is that, you know, destiny determines what we have, whereas our happiness depends on what we do with what we have. So some people may have a lot of wealth, but whether that wealth will necessarily make them happy, that is questionable. And quite often when people get wealth without really endeavoring for it, they don't value it much, and then they misuse it or just waste it, and despite their wealth, they are not happy. So our happiness doesn't depend so much on what we have, it depends on what we do with what we have. And in that sense, our happiness is very much something which we can shape by our choices. Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Roji, this is a question the children generally ask. So they are very confused, and then Krishna comes in picture. So I just thought I could.
Yes, thank you. So one last question, we will continue. If you have any more questions, we can continue tomorrow also. But one last question.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you told in the last that intelligence is knowing what you can change.
Yeah.
And in case of Lord Ram, when he was exiled, he knew that he could change the situation, but because of duty, he accepted the situation as a destiny and moved ahead. But generally in our lives, we see it's